This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 120 million Americans are under winter storm warnings, watches, or advisories as a big coast-to-coast winter storm brings snow, ice, and freezing temperatures to much of the United States. The storm has caused hundreds of flights to be canceled, and thousands have lost power from the Pacific Northwest to the Mid-Atlantic. President Biden approved an emergency declaration Sunday for all of Texas's 254 counties. President Trump praised his supporters for standing by his side. The president thanked his defense team and GOP lawyers for helping him preserve the rule of law and America's constitutional rights. Trump was acquitted over the weekend in his impeachment trial. New York City police have arrested a suspect in connection with four stabbing attacks on the city's A-train subway system that left two people dead since Friday. Rigoberto Lopez has been charged. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says 500 additional officers were being deployed to the city's transit system to make sure people feel safe. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now that President Trump has been acquitted again under impeachment proceedings, what's the fallout? USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
Senator Graham tells Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has hurt the party in the 2022 elections by blasting former President Donald Trump, saying it would be used against them in campaign ads. The Senate acquitted Trump of inciting the riot at the U.S. Capitol, falling 10 votes shy of the two-thirds majority.
The process they used to impeach this president was an affront to rule of law. He's the first president to ever be impeached without a lawyer, without a witness, without ability to confront those against him, and the trial record was a complete joke, hearsay upon hearsay, and we've opened Pandora's box to future presidents.
McConnell said Trump's, quote, crescendo of conspiracy theories caused the insurrection, but he voted to acquit because the Constitution does not permit the Senate to punish someone no longer in office. Seven Republicans found Trump guilty. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As cold weather blankets much of the United States, the extra demand on power could have consequences. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
It's not only cold now, but it's going to get colder for the next several days. One of the hardest hit states is Texas, where Andrew Barlow is with the Public Utility Commission.
When that happens, by nature, people are going to get indoors and they're going to turn up the heat. And if they have electric heat, if they want to turn on a lot of lights in the house, maybe might have the kids watch the TV show in one room and they're watching one in the other, the electricity demand can really jump.
Barlow also tells us one source of power, the wind turbines in West Texas, are iced up. Residential customers are being told to reduce their thermostats to 68 degrees or lower. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A wreck on the last lap changed the outcome of the Daytona 500.
The first race of the 2021 NASCAR season was plagued by a rain delay that lasted more than 5 hours and bookended my two large crashes. The Daytona 500 was only 15 laps old when a 16-car wreck brought out the yellow flag minutes before lightning brought out the red. Racing finally resumed around 9 o'clock Sunday night. On the final lap, teammates Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano collided, causing a train reaction crash behind them. Michael McDowell was able to avoid the wreck and slide to the front to collect his first career NASCAR Cup Series victory. Chase Elliott finished second, Austin Dillon third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Denny Hamlin, who won the race's first two stages, came in fifth. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, and above that all, I would say our faith. Because, boy, if there was ever a time that we needed to anchor on the truth and our faith, it is now. Because of where we find ourselves in our country today. I mean, after all that we've gone through in this past week and a half, well, since January 6th for that matter, all the rhetoric that's flying around and the accusation and trying to understand what the heck happened on January the 6th. And, of course, whenever you have events like that, add on top of it, I mean, true conspiracies that are flying. I say true conspiracies. That's where they all start anyway. I mean, they start with a theory and an idea. And unless they're able to get validated, they still stay in the conspiracy, you know, file, so to speak, you know. But those are out there. But regardless, you know, we have a lot of political rhetoric going on. And this goes back to what I said right after the election, is that how has politics served us? Is it helping us? Is it bringing together? I mean, you've got like Representative Sarah Jones calling for a truth commission. Is politics, you know, I mean, we're going to rely on politics to bring us, you know, some sort of understanding of truth? Never has politics given us the truth. You know, they can report on it, but they're certainly not the harbingers of truth. I mean, you know, we've known it from day one. You know, they slide to the left, they slide to the right. You know, even Billy Graham said, you can always tell when a politician is lying is when their lips are moving. So, you know, this is just, it has gotten to a point of nastiness and absurdness that, you know, I just couldn't wait for this impeachment trial. I don't know about you, but many people I spoke with over the weekend said the same thing. They just couldn't wait for it to get over. And I can tell you, I was on my way to Mass on Saturday, and here it is. I hear, okay, they're going to bring witnesses in. I'm going, oh, my gosh, talk about dragging this thing out. This is going to be nasty. I don't think that the Democrats want this to happen. And of course, they didn't, and they end up backpedaling, and then they got some sort of acquiescence, you know, from the legal team, from Trump's legal team, to let them, you know, put that hearsay statement, which is ridiculous. I mean, you can't. But, you know, it was in order to avoid a trial that could have gone on forever with witnesses. I mean, this thing could have gone on forever if they got opened up the witness file. And, you know, Jamie Raskin and the Democratic managers who, again, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats won aloud and say, oh, they did such an awesome job. Well, you know, the bottom line is if they did such an awesome job, then Donald Trump would have been, you know, convicted. You know, just to convince a minority of Republicans that they should go along with the impeachment of Donald Trump. Again, it helps you realize what a lightning rod Donald Trump is to the establishment, right? I mean, because you could see, even on the Republican side, because you say, well, it happens on both sides, you can see how some establishment types would, you know, rally to the establishment principles and what Donald Trump allegedly did. Now, there was no statement of alleging he did. In fact, to hear the Democratic man, he in fact did this. He in fact cited a riot. How do you have that fact? See, and this is repulsive to people who just say, okay, give me the truth. I mean, for all the hours and time that you spent in presenting your case, where's the evidence? And they knew this going in that it was weak. They rushed to injustice, as I said, in order to get this forth. And they wanted to bruise Donald Trump all the more. And all they did in doing this is seal the deal even much further for Donald Trump. You know, later on this week, we're going to be talking with David Horowitz. And David talks about, you know, the glaring comparison and why the Democrats are so threatened. Because Trump holds a rally and thousands of people come up. You know, Joe Biden has a rally and, you know, they consist mostly of reporters. And even then, a very small number by comparison. It's not even close. I mean, it's like in the days when Barack Obama would hold a rally, right? Versus, you know, whether it was John McCain or, you know, versus Mitt Romney. You knew just by the evidence of the people coming out who had the momentum. It was quite obvious. And until we got the results of the election, hey, we thought for sure this was going to be a runaway for Donald Trump. Of course, we know different now, and we'll leave it at that for the moment. But I think it was really, quite interesting exactly what came out of this. And these, you know, when you hear the statements of what these managers were, that they were so good at what they did. But Michael Vanderveen, who was the president's lead counsel for this impeachment, said they doctored evidence. I mean, he's astounded because you talk about as much as their establishment, you know, and the Beltway and establishment for the political process, Michael Vanderveen, I get the sense that he's an established, sincere, professional lawyer who honors the ethics of being an attorney and what it represents. And, of course, you know, here he is in an environment, strange environment. I'm sure he's going to need therapy after all this is said and done, because he goes into what he thinks is, you know, and I don't think that he went in any kind of delusional sort of way, and I don't mean to infer that. But I think that when you're an attorney and you're so bound and trained by the ethos of the legal system, and then you go into a political trial environment, which, oh my God, it was like a kangaroo court, wasn't it? It was just nuts. Well, anyway, here's what he had to say in responding to one talk show host, and she was amazing. I mean, she was trying to, you know, cover herself, but she made some statements that were pretty damn, but he kind of pinned her tail on her donkey a bit on this stuff, because, even though she did not appreciate him talking about how the evidence was doctored, listen to what he had to say.
The American people should not be putting up with this. They need to look at who these House managers were and look to see whether these are the folks they want representing them. It was shocking to me.
That's really, you know, think about it. Here is a legal officer of the court and talking about how they had doctored the evidence. I mean, it's amazing. That it was shocking. I mean, and of course, then she tried to say, well, it was just, are you talking about a little check mark? Are you talking about just, you know, little exceptions? Is that what you're talking about? I mean, it goes back to what we were talking about last week, you know, with this one organization that I worked with, and they would ask people, say, when is it okay to tell a white lie? And this ended up, you know, this really became a quite revealing and a clarifying statement and a disqualification for people. Because it's never right to tell a white lie, unless you're married, I guess, maybe. But even then, you know, it's never. You don't want to get into that, because white lies beget dark lies down the road, is the point. But, in this particular case, the interviewer was taking exceptions, and, well, you know, hey, we just have this little, those are minor things. And he goes, wait a minute, what are you talking about? How can you suggest that a minor misrepresentation, a minor doctoring of evidence is acceptable? He comes from the place where, boy, that kind of stuff gets you disbarred. And I believe that, you know, here it is, you got attorneys involved as managers on the Democratic side. And boy, they took liberty. They took serious liberty. All for the sake because they hate Donald Trump so much and they're doing everything they can to bruise him. But what they ended up doing was just the opposite. We've got more coming up. Thank you for joining us today. Happy Monday. Happy President's Day to you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Well, first of all, I think it was a great day for the Constitution yesterday, and I think a great day for Mitch McConnell, because he taught us a civics lesson. You don't have to support President Trump or Donald Trump, you don't have to agree with the speech, to support the First Amendment and to support the Constitution's limitations on the power of the Senate to put a former president on trial. McConnell accepted the constitutional argument I've been making from the very beginning, that Congress has no power to put on trial citizen Trump. So it was a very good day for the Constitution, not such a great day for Donald Trump, because McConnell and others criticized him. Look, the reason that they went for witnesses is they counted the votes. They saw that McConnell said he was going to vote to acquit. So they threw a Hail Mary and it backfired. It caused a fumble in the end zone. It totally backfired because the Trump team said, all right, you call one witness, we'll call 90. We'll have depositions. This trial will never be over. And so they backed away and allowed for just a stipulation to go in on a hearsay statement. The result was the right result yesterday, and it was a very, very good day for the Constitution.
Alan Dershowitz, the preeminent professor, legal scholar, and commentator. I appreciate his balance on this whole situation in taking a look. And as we mentioned before, you know, here I am going to mass, and I hear, God, we're going to have witnesses, and oh my goodness, this is going on forever. I mean, you know, make this thing go away. This is idiotic. If we were getting to the point really to really find out the truth, that would be one thing. But it wasn't about this. It was all political theater. It was, okay, how much damage can we do to Trump, the Republican Party? We've got our boot on their throats right now, and we're going to make them squeam. And unfortunately, the Republicans, a majority of them could hold together. Because if you think for just a moment, I keep saying this to bring this into, a comparative consideration here. If it had been the other way around and it was Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, they wouldn't have given one inch. There wouldn't have been one inch given on this whatsoever. But here it is, and it was their manager. It was Raskin who said, hey, we want we want to call witnesses. Well, and it was amazing. At least Lindsey Graham, realized after he cast his vote, said no. Later on, said, hey, well, look, I want to change my vote, which I was surprised that the rest of the Republicans didn't change their vote as well, because then there would have been that argument. Well, you only had 6-7 people that wanted here. We wanted all the Democrats wanted witnesses. You only had 6 or 7. The whole Republican group, all the senators, should say, heck yeah, let's all do witnesses. Let's do this. I mean, if that's what you want to do, hey, we'll bring it on. And, of course, Vanderveen, I love it. He goes, well, hey, we're going to do it like a real trial. We're going to have them come to, I'm not going to do it here. I'm going to depose, hundreds of you, starting with Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris. And I'm going to ask a question. We're going to do it here in Philadelphia, he says, right? Everybody chuckled, which he took exception to, and rightfully so. Because that's the smugness and the arrogance of the Democratic senators. And sometimes, and could have been chuckles from both sides, because they don't know for sure. But they chuckled at that thought. But they also realized after it settled in, like, do we really want to go there? We want to have the leader of the House deposed? That means she can't lie. That means she's going to be on the record. She's going to have to swear in to tell the whole truth, nothing but. There's not going to be any political rhetoric. And we talk about how she thinks Donald Trump's a deplorable and he's just the worst guy ever that God ever created, and on and on. No. You got to bring the facts. You got to lay it out. When did you know that there was any planning? When did you know that the Capitol was in any kind of peril whatsoever? And how did you get that information? For Kamala Harris, the same thing. Right on down the line, and they were going to be on record, and they were going to have to tell the whole truth and nothing but. You think they want that scrutiny? No. Hey, they want you and I to go through that kind of scrutiny, but no way are they going to be subjected to that either. Well, Senator Coons, who sometimes I find him to be balanced and appreciate, but more and more, again, he's towing the party line, supporting Joe Biden. I think he's hoping for something special somewhere down the line in the administration. He has ambitions, that's clear. He's calling for a 9/11 style commission, which I think is interesting. Here it is. We don't even want to get down to the root of what January 6th was all about. January 6th was about a lot of questions that Americans have and still have, even though we're canceled and told not, oh, don't even bring that up. Don't even talk about any doubt whatsoever. Joe Biden was resoundingly voted in. He is the president of the United States, and you're an idiot if you think differently. This is what the cancel culture says, and this is what we have to go along and accept. And they want us to accept something that we don't know to be specifically true. We have questions on that. And so we don't want to have a commission on understanding what happened with this. It's in the courts and still going through the process. And, you know, we may or may not find out, or maybe all this stuff that happened in 2020 will end up in the same files as Jeffrey Epstein and JFK murder and, you know, assassination, all the other stuff that the government wants to hold away from us because, you know, we're to pull, you know, how dare we? You know, we're minions. We're not supposed to ask our elected officials who serve at our behest, not at theirs, but, you know, they've got that turned around. And they've been able to convince enough Americans that that's the way it is. And that's why we have this ruling class that they control. But meanwhile, listen to what Senator Coons had to say about a 9/11 style commission and then think about what he meant. Go ahead.
I do. George, this was a remarkable week, a powerful week. And I think the House managers, obviously Congresswoman Dean and Congressman Raskin and a very talented team, put on an incredibly compelling and powerful case. But there's still more evidence that the American people need and deserve to hear. And a 9/11 commission is a way to make sure that we secure the Capitol going forward and that we lay bare the record of just how responsible and how abjectly violating of his constitutional oath President Trump really was.
You see, now listen to what he says. Everything always comes down. You see the 9/11 commission? It's all about Donald Trump. It's not about getting to the truth. It's just to really, I mean, look it. If Donald Trump is culpable, then let the facts lay there and let them be seen and proven that he is responsible. But Donald Trump in and of himself is not solely responsible. There are lots of other players and incidences that occur, like, you know, the previous Summer of Love, where they had mostly peaceful riots that cost the country somewhere between $2 and $3 billion and counting, because not only did they burn down businesses and buildings, I mean, the impact that this will have for years to come on those communities is incredible. Already we've seen that happen where businesses will not come back to certain, you know, no-go cities and states in our country because they're irresponsible. They're lawless. They don't know how to manage their people. They don't know how to protect the assets, the companies that give them tax money. They don't know how to do this. And in some cases where you have mayors going, telling the police officers, just stand down because they deserve this. You know, not that the business, but the people deserve the right to be able to riot. They need to be able to do that sort of thing. Right? How does that make sense? But then they're sitting there going, hey, wait a minute, we've got a shortfall, so we need to go to the government and say, hey, we need money. We need taxpayers to pay money because we so inefficiently managed and stewarded our state and the tax revenue that we have a shortfall and you need to help us out. And, of course, these are mostly Democratic-controlled states and cities. And if you've got Democrats in control, controlling the purse strings like Nancy Pelosi, guess what? They'll get that money. And that's been the tradition. And meanwhile, these businesses and these states are devastated. I mean, the businesses, we're out of here. We'll go someplace else. We are not coming back to this city. We cannot trust a city that governs, you know, lawlessness like this. We cannot trust them so they don't come back. And so there's, you know, the ongoing loss of revenue, not to mention everyday citizens like you and me that just want to work and provide for their family. I mean, where do they go for a job now? I mean, are they just sitting there on the sides just waiting, you know, for, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to wave a wand and somehow come up with a job? And, oh, yeah, meanwhile, they're cutting down jobs. And, oh, yeah, let's open up the southern border. Let's just open up the border and we're just going to let a bunch of people come in. Guess what? They need jobs, too. And guess what? They're illegal. So that means they're going to work under the table. And that means they're going to do cash only. And they're going to take the jobs of American citizens that need jobs that are here right now. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 120 million Americans are under winter storm warnings, watches, or advisories as a big coast-to-coast winter storm brings snow, ice, and freezing temperatures to much of the United States. The storm has caused hundreds of flights to be canceled, and thousands have lost power from the Pacific Northwest to the Mid-Atlantic. President Biden approved an emergency declaration Sunday for all of Texas's 254 counties. President Trump praised his supporters for standing by his side. The president thanked his defense team and GOP lawyers for helping him preserve the rule of law and America's constitutional rights. Trump was acquitted over the weekend in his impeachment trial. New York City police have arrested a suspect in connection with four stabbing attacks on the city's A-train subway system that left two people dead since Friday. Rigoberto Lopez has been charged. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says 500 additional officers were being deployed to the city's transit system to make sure people feel safe. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, it's President's Day all over America. President's Day, in case you didn't know, maybe this you missed in school, and they didn't teach you about this. We used to have two President's Day. We'd honor two presidents in the month of February, Abraham Lincoln and then George Washington. And what they decided to do was combine and then say, well, we're going to honor all of the presidents on President's Day instead of having two separate holidays. And so thus today we have President's Day. So we've got, you know, the general list of businesses that would be closed and, you know, and what's open. So the typical, you know, mail, you're not even doing any mail. Banks are closed. UPS is closed. And, you know, meanwhile, retail's out there having great sale because they go, hey, look, it's great sales day. So such is what our country is. We are a we're a capitalistic country and we take advantage. We're not going to let any good holiday go to waste. And so we're going to look to ring the register a little bit. So have a great day. Have a good day off and enjoy, you know, some less traffic out there in the areas that you would have less traffic. But as was reported in the news earlier, much of our country in dealing with some severe weather conditions. It is time for my good friend Adam Mangieski to come on. We're going to open the books. He's got more stories to tell us as to what's going on. Adam, happy President's Day to you.
Well, happy President's Day, Bill. Thank you very much for your interest in our work.
Well, always. I got to tell you, I from day one, and you know, it goes back to, you know, one of my favorite senators that I will be endeared to forever in honor, and that's Tom Coburn, as you and I have discussed on many occasions here. And I am just so appreciative that your team has picked up the mantle here to hold our government accountable, because institutions heretofore that we expected to do that, like, oh, yeah, the establishment media, I mean, they've checked out. They're MIA.
Well, they really are. And every single time that we talk about Dr. Tom Coburn, I get a little choke. I mean, many people will remember back in 2013, he was on the Time 100 Most Influential Persons in the World list. He passed way too early, about a year ago, last March, and we miss him dearly.
Yeah, it's I got to tell you, Adam, in some regard, I just, you know, so respected Dr. Coburn. I really did. I had an opportunity to speak to him a couple times. Did not know him anywhere close to what you do. And I'm envious to that point because...
Well, he would partner with the other side, Bill, as you know,
yes,
to move the ball. So in
exactly.
In 2006, he partnered with then-Illinois Senator Barack Obama to open the federal checkbook for the first time in history. They passed the Google Your Government Act. Everything we talk about today, that's
yes,
the bill that made it all possible.
Right. Exactly. And he was known for this because he was, you know, he wanted government to work. I mean, he went in to be a servant of the people, to do something that was void. And it's sad that he stands out as such an exception, Adam.
Go ahead. And think about it. He was a small state senator from Oklahoma, for crying out loud. And you made such a big name. And that's where you can get. It's always thin at the top. We need leadership in this country. We need bold, strong, courageous leaders, and Dr. Coburn exemplified that.
Well, without a doubt. Well, I want to talk about one of the topics that you had noted here. I think people would be surprised to hear that Dr. Anthony Fauci, he gets paid more than the President of the United States. What's up with this?
So, look, we file every single year a Freedom of Information Act request for the federal executive agency payroll. There's 2.1 million employees amongst the executive agencies. There's another 1.4 million in the United States military, half million in the United States Post Office. We file requests for all of it. And we were surprised to find out of 4 million federal employees, the administrators, the bureaucrats, everybody, the number one most highly compensated employee was Dr. Anthony Fauci at $417,000. He out-earned President Trump, for crying out loud.
Right. And he's not turning any of his money back to anything in the government, right? He pockets that, I'm sure, and pays off his own personal credit cards. The other thing that
Bill, that was 2019. That's the latest year available for us.
Right.
A spokesman at HHS responded to a request for comment. And he got a pay hike again in 2020. He now makes $434,000, according to our data, because we have the 2016 payroll. We've got the federal payrolls all the way back to 2010. So in 2016, he was making $335,000. He's making $434,000 last year. He got a $100,000 six-figure pay hike.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, and the other thing, too, you know, that you need to consider here is Dr. Fauci has a side hustle that somehow is authorized, that somehow he can invest in patents that he has access to while he's an employee. Now, in most organizations, when you generate something of profitability on the company's time, it has been argued in court and held up that that is the property of said employee, not of the individual. But with Dr. Fauci, it's different. How is he able to capture patents while he's on the job being paid as a public employee and be able to pocket that asset?
So we're not seeing evidence of that. I'll give you two examples. But we are investigating it. So we filed about 2 weeks ago a Freedom of Information Act request for all conflict of interest documents in his employment file, his contract, his calendar, everything. And so we've already tied out some things which we can talk about on the program. But specific to ownership in medical assets, Dr. Fauci denies owning anything. I'm going to point to you. First off, we filed, he addressed the Medical Society in Virginia. and you know, for a speech, and we filed, and it was with the University of Virginia, which is a public institution, so we filed a Freedom of Information Act request to see what a speaker's contract looked like, and he denied any conflicts and ownership in any companies, okay, in the medical field that he would have to disclose on that questionnaire. So that's number one, he's denying it on questionnaires. Number two is with Matthew McConaughey, yes, the Hollywood actor. He's got a podcast. In August of 2020, McConaughey asked Fauci specifically that if he had invested millions of dollars in the vaccine, well, obviously that's on the vaccines, but here's what Dr. Fauci said. First off, he laughed. Then he answered, Matthew, no, I got zero. I'm a government worker. I've got a government salary. Here's what he didn't mention. He didn't mention that he out-earned 30,000 doctors at Health and Human Services and Veterans Affairs that are employed at the federal level, and all 4 million federal employees, including the president, Donald Trump. Bill?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1. Number
one hit, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're going through a little bit of technical difficulty. You know, who knew that President's Day electronics would take a off? So we're having to do this via the mobile, so put up with us. But Adam Angieski continues with the CEO and founder of Open the Books. Adam, I know I dropped out electronically here with about 2 minutes left, and we were talking about Dr. Fauci, and as I had suggested early in the lead up to it, is that there's been a lot of reporting from the mainstream media that he did, in fact, have an interest. I say, in fact, but they reported as if it's fact. I mean, today, I think anything, you know, the mainstream media reports, whether it's by anonymous reporting or otherwise, I mean, we've learned in the last 4 years with Donald Trump that that somehow becomes the fact. But they have said that, you know, he has an interest in several of these companies that, you know, are providing these vaccinations for COVID-19.
So we're going to get to the bottom of it, and that's the purpose of our Freedom of Information Act request with his employer, with Health and Human Services and the National Institutes of Health. So we're going to get to the bottom of it. We'll report back, Bill. He's denied it. He's denied it on McConaughey's podcast and his disclosure forms for speeches. He checks the box no, that he's got no conflicts of interest with anything that he's going to talk about or in the medical company industrial fields.
Well, it's kind of amazing because here's somebody who works for the government. Let's go back, you know, several years. And he was directed by Barack Obama not to have anything to do with the Wuhan laboratory. But yet somehow he was able to extract $3 million out of his budget and invest it in the construction of that Wuhan lab. And as was reported, that his staff that was there to help out ended up leaving, and in a bit of a rush came back and reported that these guys were not real strict
on, protocol, and that there was an accident, aiming to happen out of, out of China and out of this laboratory specifically. And of course, after that all happened and we became aware of it, then my question was, where's Fauci? Why was he so hesitant? Because he had a heads up that there could be potential problems out of that laboratory. And of course, now, without getting away from what you're here to talk about, the WHO has done some sort of convenient investigation, and they've come out with the conclusion that, they're clear, clear of any liability that it wasn't them.
So you asked, where's Fauci? Well, we're getting into that as well, because we already, and I can break on your program, that he's done 234 interviews, speeches, podcasts, live presentations since the pandemic hit. Bill, mm-hmm. Look, that's the media PR spin hat. That's not the scientific hat. He's supposed to be the chief right. medical advisor to the president. When does he have time to look at the science if he's out there doing PR interviews, 234 of them in a year? Look, he's exactly. been on the wrong side of the policy. When the president shut down the travel, he battled the president on that, early from China and then from Europe. President Trump was right on those travel bans. Fauci argued for the 15-day national lockdown, and then he argued the president and advocated for extending the lockdown across the country. He's been on all sides of the mask issue. First, he was against masks, then he was for masks, then he was for two masks, then he said the science didn't support two masks. Now they're saying yeah. that mannequin, you can wear two masks and it would be better, but it's not proven for humans. I mean, he's all over the place. We encourage right. him to stop being, wearing the PR hat all the time and get busy on the science.
Yeah. Well, and he's been the go-to guy. I mean, he's, the media has christened him, Democrats have christened him as the, as the czar of COVID. And as you said, he's been all over the place, been rather confusing to such a degree that the people don't know if they should, put a needle in their arm or not. And, what kind of complications are going. And of course, I find it quite interesting that is being squelched. That information, along with, what's been happening in New York with Governor Cuomo.
So, look, we went back, and over a 10-year period, we found Fauci on cash compensation alone in his position made $3.6 million since 2010 through 2019. Now we know his pay in 2020, so Fauci made over $4 million since 2010. Look, and he's going to make another $2.5 million. If he stays through the end of the Joe Biden term, he's going to make another $2.5 million as the current chief medical advisor to the president, and he's also the director for the National Health National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And like I said, stop doing the PR, get busy on the science. The country has an acute need for on point, scientific, backed up, researched in real time feedback.
Yeah, I mean, because you think about where he is right now. I mean, we've lost a lot of time in combating this. Meanwhile, we have schools that need to be open. Even these Democratic governors and states that are leery and concerned about liability. We should be further down the road. I mean, I think that in certain aspects, to your point here, Adam, the country just on its own nerve has, we know so much more as a result of the things that we've done out of common sense and everything. And meanwhile, it's like science has gotten mired in the political environment. And as you say, in the spinning of COVID, instead of just, hey, break it down, tell us what it is that we're dealing with here, as best you know how. And it's okay that if we get new evidence and we have to alter the trajectory, it's okay to say, hey, we got new evidence. This is what we're finding out, we need to understand that we've got our hands on the buttons to adjust the things appropriately. And, the people will understandably with, enlightenment and truth and transparency will make the noted right. adjustments. But it just seems that all this stuff, go ahead.
Arguably, Bill, one of the biggest issues facing the country during this pandemic is the education of our kids. And you've got the Chicago
yes,
public
exactly.
school systems with 341,000 kids for the last 11 months at home, not in the classroom. The union refused to go in the classroom. We know the pay for just the teachers. There's over 20,000 Chicago public school teachers. And last year in 2020, during the pandemic, when they refused to come into the classroom and teach, they cleaned off $2.3 billion while over 340,000 students remained at home in Chicago. Mm-hmm.
No, this is a disaster. What has cost our kids in this past year? It's incalculable, Adam. I mean, we see the kids, either at home or trying to learn by Zoom and that sort of thing. And, where the families can find private schooling, like even faith-based schools, I mean, they're filling those institutions up as quickly as possible because they know
Chicago have been open since September, and the Chicago public school teacher, on average, on pay and benefits, cleaned off $108,000 and refused to go into the classroom. That's a moral outrage, and it hurts
yes.
our students. I mean, it's an education catastrophe in these big school districts like Chicago.
Mm. Let's talk about the Kennedy Center. We went this, round about this before. And, with the initial stimulus that somehow the, Kennedy Center should be funded. There was outrage over this going, wait a minute, why is this? This seems to be a Democrat, targeted pet project. And at a time when people, American citizens need to be on the priority list, the Kennedy Center received $270 million from Congress. They pay their president, over $5 million since 2016? I mean, what is going on?
Well, look, we're based in Illinois at OpenTheBooks.com, and we know legalized money laundering schemes when we see it. It's all legal, but it definitely is laundering taxpayer money, and that's what the Kennedy Center is doing. They've got a really sweet deal with Congress. What many people don't know is that Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Schumer, and McCarthy, they're all on the board of the Kennedy Center. So,
that's a good way to secure your funding, right?
The honorary chairman of the Kennedy Center, going all the way back to Rosalynn Carter, is the first lady of the United States, including Melania Trump. So they are dialed into power. And guess what, Bill? They're dialed into the taxpayer checkbook. We looked all the way back to 2016. Confirmed the 2020 financials before they were public with their spokesperson. And what we found was $270 million, over $250 million of our money flowed to the Kennedy Center from Congress. So while everyone was rightfully outraged on the $25 million earmark last March stuffed inside the quote-unquote coronavirus relief bill that went to the Kennedy Center for their payroll, and then two days later they furloughed everybody, while everyone was rightfully outraged about that, they reaped last year in 2020 during the pandemic $80 million from taxpayers.
Wow.
And they grew their net assets. We now know they grew their bottom line by $3.3 million. So they argued that they were going to, quote unquote, run out of money. They now have, and we proved it at Forbes. Just Google Kennedy Center, comma Forbes. They have over a half $1 billion worth of net assets. They don't need your money, but they certainly want it.
What is this? I mean, who is the Kennedy Center serving here, Adam?
Well, they make the argument that they're the national, president, they're the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center, and they're also, they contribute to the National Cultural Heritage.
Mm-hmm. And so, and for that that pleasure, we just need to open up our treasury and just keep funding them to these exorbitant amounts. This is incredible. Adam Andrew,
times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.